Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver.
And I believe he will.
Good morning and God bless you. It is Monday, June the 22nd, getting close to the end of the month. Hallelujah, praise God. I hope your weekend has been great. I hope all the fathers, they got pampered and blessed in the house with God. I pray that everyone had a wonderful weekend, a beautiful day today, Monday. But we're expecting some storms here in near the Petersburg area. Plus, we had our own native Virginia, Trayson. He did splendid things for the community and for the people in Petersburg, Virginia. God bless. I pray for those that are sick and those that cannot go out and enjoy the sun today or the weekend. I also pray for those that are still struggling and feeling confused, shut in because of the coronavirus. Amen. I also wish and pray for all of those throughout the world, throughout the country that are suffering. I know some cases like in Georgia and Florida, the cases have risen back up to par. I pray God, pray for those people in Georgia and in Florida and in Alabama. Amen. Amen. Okay, I just have a quick prayer for Monday. It's going to be short, brief, nothing. All out the walk, you know. The prayer on standing firm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we bow our heads, you look around. Everything suddenly seems so complicated. Battles appear on every side. You feel surrounded and smoke rises up thick in the air. What can you do? You stand firm. But not on your own ability to figure it all out. The world is never perfect. You can't save yourself. Remember, the Spirit of the Lord is a mighty wind. In an instant, it blows away the enemy. God fills you with his presence. Be strong again. Let him build your character. He gives you peace, clarity, and self-control. Many may fall around you. The world may even crumble to pieces. But the rock of your faith shall not be broken. The Lord's promises are eternal, and his word says you are God's child. Pray, feed upon the scripture, raise up from the ashes, then go forth into this hurting world as a soldier of God. The enemy can do nothing else but run away as Christ comes again. Amen. Amen. God is a blessing. Let God hear your heart. If you're too weak, tired to fight, just look to him and hold on to him with all your might. Let God be your best friend, because God loves you. And his love is authentic. not perpetrating. Trust in God, because I know at the times that we're going through now, Lord, we know that many are preaching in your name and they're nothing but the demon. And they say that they are a child of God, but they're not. They have a piece of paper. That piece of paper is irrelevant according to you, God. You say anybody can have a piece of paper, but that paper don't mean nothing if your heart is not right. So if you're preaching in malice and preaching in against your fellow man, your preaching are in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to say, God bless you guys. It's Monday. Have a wonderful beginning of the week. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you. Amen.